Thank you for calling customer support. This is Shantae. May I please have your zip code?
85234.
I'm sorry, can you say that for me once more?
85234.
85234. Thank you so very much.
You have sort of a southern accent.
Yes, ma'am. I'm from Alabama.
Okay. Where all the tornadoes and the horrible
mm-hmm.
weather has...
Yes. 25 of them to be exact.
Isn't that so crazy?
I know.
Okay.
What's your name?
My name is Sharon Hubble, H-U-B-B-E-L-L.
Okay, go ahead and verify your address for me, Ms. Hubble.
170 East Guadalupe Road, Unit 106.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, I see here you have the Vibe Watch. Okay.
Yes, and
yes,
my card had been on hold. My credit
mm-hmm.
card
mm-hmm.
Was on hold, and I talked with another number.
Okay, let's see.
Because there's a charge like for $64.97, and she said that what I received was
yes.
UPS said I had been selected. And I can choose one of two products.
Well, okay.
I chose the watch, and then I received the watch and earbuds.
Mm-hmm.
But the watch is also for a man, so it's
oh.
way too large. And yes, it does have some good features, but if I give it to my brother-in-law, he'll want to wear it in the pool, and that will kill it. So anyway,
I think
she said she could offer me,
mm-hmm.
like, if in 2 weeks I did not call back, then they would do, like, a full charge. So I have a charge of $64.97 on that. But what I saw, it was only in writing, this and choose that, which one do you want, and it will arrive, and it was, like, $7.92, something like that. So when I called her today about it, she said, well, I can offer you a 35% discount.
Mm-hmm.
I would prefer just sending it back.
Mm-hmm.
But she did not want that. She would offer a 35% discount. So when I called Chase again, they said, ask if it is a subscription and ask if the card is on file. And if it is a subscription, I want it canceled. And I don't want the card on file.
Okay.
To be used again at some sort of situation there.
Okay. Well, I see here that it's not a subscription. However, it was a 14-day trial period for the watch.
Yeah, and I understand that,
uh-huh.
except
yes.
that it was not even dated. There was no conversation. It was just... you have received this, kind of like a message.
Oh, okay.
You've received this and so on. And my question is, there was nothing about 14 days.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't respond, you will be charged for the full price, something
yes,
like
ma'am.
That.
Well, when you did, I'm not really sure how you placed the order. Did you go online and place the order, or did you speak to a representative?
No, I didn't speak to anybody.
Okay.
I think it was basically when I saw it, and it was like a smartwatch of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
I did that, and there was nothing else beyond. Anyway,
yes,
it probably came through PayPal.
Oh, okay.
So that's probably how I paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that she had already issued 35% discount
mm-hmm.
for 45 and some change.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't need to send it back. Basically, it's
right.
sitting on my counter because I have hearing aids, so I can't use earbuds.
Oh.
And it's a man's watch, and it's too
mm-hmm.
big for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I would, you know, basically prefer to send it back.
Okay.
My head thinks that maybe it's a product from China, so it's going to be too expensive to do that.
Okay. So I see here that I see the notations that were made into the account, and I see that she did give you that 35% refund.
Okay.
Okay. Now, It is not a subscription. This is not a recurring subscription. It's a one-time charge for the watch itself.
She
and the
said
earbud.
Something about a 35% discount on mm-hmm. future purchases.
No.
So that would mean that I would have to place a purchase. And so anyway,
okay.
It's
let me just
like
read
that.
What I see here on the account now. It says that she gave you a 35% discount on the charge that you received. Yes, that's right. And that's the only price that you will be paying. That's the original retail price for the watch, okay? And so anything after that, you won't receive any recurring charges or anything like that because it's only a one-time offer. A one-time fee is what I should say.
Well, basically, if that happened to come through at another mm-hmm. time and I go, that seems like a really good deal. Mm-hmm. I would have to question mm-hmm. at some point the 2 weeks mm-hmm. to know what the actual cost
the price
would be.
Is. Yes, ma'am, and I can
but
understand
otherwise,
that.
But otherwise, they're not going to go ahead and just start shipping stuff to me. And I'm
oh no, ma'am, not at all.
Okay, okay,
mm-hmm. not at all. And
okay.
I'm just going
to
make the
told me to make sure that it was not a subscription and
yes,
that I
ma'am.
Was going to get regular payments on this.
Oh, not at all. I'm going to make notes in here myself, and just bear with me 1 second. I'm going to let the next agent know that you called on this date and you were verifying the account, that the account was not a subscription, okay?
Right. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I clicked the wrong button and my screen just went haywire.
They all do that when you touch the wrong button. Huh?
I know.
Dogs, people, you know.
You know what? I wonder if it's sometime a blessing or a curse, you know. Okay, let's go ahead and finish this. Okay. Sorry about that. Okay, again, I just put in a note that you called and you wanted to verify that your verify your account that it was not a subscription. I did put that in there that it was a one-time charge.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You have a great day. Sun shining there?
Yes, it finally is. It was cold and dreary this morning, but the sun is out and we have blue skies.
I am surprised. I'm in Seattle right now and I'm very surprised. I walked my dog out. Mm-hmm. I'm wearing a sweater.
Okay.
But it was 41 out. I went, "Oh,
wow.
Well, this is odd because it was not really cold."
Yes.
And that was surprising because when I'm in Arizona, I wait until it's 60 because the sun will be shining. If the sun's not shining, if the wind is blowing, I'm going to wait until longer.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
It's cold when that. But anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for your help. And basically, even with that, it's a really small accent. But even with that, I could totally understand you. But the other people that I talked with, and she's trying to spell what the name was, and I'm going, I have no idea what you were telling me at all. So, but anyway, it was good.
Thank you.
Good, I hope.
Thank
so.
You, Ms. Hovel.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for
thank
calling
you.
Customer support, and you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.